The 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. I'm Dr. Dan, live in Studio 2A with Tesoro. How are y'all doing?
Excellent.
Thank you.
How are you?
It sounds excellent. Loving it.
Thank you.
Why don't you introduce the band?
Well, starting over here, if you're visualizing this square studio here, to my left, Brian Scott on lead guitar and rhythm guitar. On drums, we have Gabe Kaiser, a wonderful addition to Tesoro recently. And to my right here on vocals and bass and a percussion, if you've seen us live, Andrew McLaren. I'm Justin Fernandez on rhythm and lead guitar and vocals.
Justin, tell me about the history of Tesoro. How long have you been together?
Brian and I were co-founders of Tesoro back at South Point High School. We kind of had a fun little guitar class that we were taking and started getting together then. It was probably 99, 2000. Okay. And then from there, yeah, it's been about 11, 12 years.
That's amazing. That many years together.
Good times.
Yeah, and I've seen you play many times. Probably 4 or 5 years ago, places like Plush and one of my favorite bands, you know, playing there. You guys were awesome then, and you're great now.
Thanks. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Now, there was a little bit of time where you weren't together. You took a little break for a while.
We did.
Was that helpful for the band?
Absolutely. You know, we think most of us are on the same page as far as everything happens for a reason. You know, I've grown a lot when I was away from Tesoro, you know, and learned so much from Brian and everybody in the band. But, you know, kind of went off on my own, you know, for good reason, and had fun growing and coming back together. It was a great thing.
I know you had at least one project during that time.
Yes.
And in fact, you were here in Studio 2A mm-hmm. within the last year or so.
Yep. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, I came in to Sentido with Andrew and a few other individuals, wonderful musicians, and been fortunate to get back with Brian and kind of get back to Tesoro.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Is Sentido still together or no?
No, yeah. I think Manuel also sang with Sentido, and he's also a member of our group, just commutes quite uh-huh. far to right. play with us. So we get him anytime we can. We're grateful.
Well, I have to say, while I love Sentido, I'm very, very happy that Tesoro's back together.
Thank you.
Fantastic band. You guys have a chemistry together that is just amazing.
We've gone back a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, Brian, what did you do during the time that Tesoro had taken that little break?
Well, I Andrew and I kind of played a little bit together mm-hmm. after that, and then as fate would have it, I just basically started teaching full time. I'm a third grade teacher.
Oh, great!
So that's what I do during the day, and then by night, now we're back together, and it's kind of like Batman or something. I don't know.
So. Or alter egos. That's awesome.
How many nights a week do you practice? Or one time a week, more than that?
Typically once, just all of our schedules and merging those together, one solid night a week, and you know, anytime we can jam before a show, even like the before we got going tonight. So
that's a little different from high school.
Yeah, we used to play a lot more.
Oh yeah, yeah. We were playing 12 gigs a week.
Yeah.
Right, right. But you didn't have to hold down a full time job at
no.
that time.
This is true.
Exactly.
Uh huh. Do you have any upcoming albums scheduled, or just tell me more about that?
Who knows? Maybe we'll turn a live in studio 2A out for an album. Give Dan the props here.
I'll tell you, that's a great idea, and I'd like to see more bands do that. You know, you were here early setting mm-hmm. up. You've really worked on your sound. I'll tell you, it sounded great
going through
the radio there, and we love it when you do that. You don't have to pay for the studio time. We're happy to host you.
Yeah.
And we're happy to give you a burn CD at the end. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so all you listeners out there, get ready for a live in studio 2A album coming soon.
It's yeah, whatever you hear tonight that you really like, you'll be able to get it recorded on a disc, you know.
So absolutely. Check out the website, tesorotucson.com, and register for our newsletter, and then, you know, you'll get updates anytime we have releases, big gigs, et cetera.
Tell me about that. What is upcoming?
We have a lot of stuff. We play all around town. We love spreading ourselves around Tucson. So we're up at Hacienda del Sol. Occasionally you get all the calendar dates on the website, of course. Casa Vicente, kind of our new home now downtown. So we'll be up there in June, as well as we have show at Plush coming up June 3rd, Friday night. Doors at 9, Spirit Familia. It's going to be a great night. So we hope that.
What date is that?
June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Yep.
Okay.
So definitely looking forward to playing for everybody.
And Casa Vicente, you say you play there a lot. What night do you play there? Usually?
We try to get there two or three times a month as often as we can.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully we still have power in there. Something went out.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, we will figure it out. But yeah, Casa Vicente coming up in June. I think 3 dates over there. So usually Saturdays.
Yeah, that's a great restaurant. A Spanish restaurant on what, South Stone, something like that?
Yep, Stone. Just Stone. I think it's 340 South Stone, just south of the
Yeah,
Tucson
a few blocks. Station. Yeah, a couple blocks south of Broadway. And I've really enjoyed going there. You know, I lived in Spain for a year. I lived in Madrid.
Oh, wow.
And really enjoyed going down to the south of Spain, to Sevilla and Granada, and listening to the music very much like what I'm hearing right now. And really enjoyed being in Spain.
You got one up on us. None of us have been to Spain yet, so
I'd like to see Tesoro tour Spain.
That'd be great. There you go. Mark Dan's words.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd love that. Actually, I have some friends in Spain. We might be able to arrange that.
Oh, there you go.
But I think it's time for some more music. Let's do another set, and then we'll take another break in about 15 minutes and chat some more.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Olé. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. I am Dr. Dan, live in Studio 2A with Tesoro. I'm really enjoying this. This is fantastic.
The environment you guys create is wonderful for music, so thank you.
Thank you. Brian, how do you coax all those subtle sounds out of your guitar?
A lot of practice. I got a lot of time to practice on my own and work out what I need to do. And
are you bending the neck at all?
Sometimes
you're actually pulling the neck a little bit and getting
somewhat more on electric if I do that. But it's just basically technique. Just I guess either good habits or bad habits that I've developed over the years. So.
And are you sometimes bending the string?
Yeah, sometimes. Just try to incorporate different styles within what we're doing. So,
do you find that there are four members of the band here, each takes a certain role in the band? And if so, what is your role in the band?
I'd like to think of it as my role is contributing to the 100%, growth of the band. But
you're awesome. He's the lead guitarist. He's just humble. He's awesome. He's amazing.
We both do our parts.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And how about you, Justin? What's your role?
I write set lists a lot. Sometimes I feel like that's important. Try to show up on time, things like that. No, I'm just kidding.
He can sing.
I've gotten better at my leads. I've learned a lot from Brian. I mean, playing with somebody that's as talented as that, you can pick up on that. You feed off that. So similar to what Brian said, just practicing a lot and doing some leads, a lot of intros and things like that. But my forte is rhythm. Mm-hmm. So, and some vocals, sometimes lead, sometimes backup if Manuel's here.
Well,
I got to say, what's great too is when we were first starting out, Justin may be singing a little, but now Andrew's also singing with Justin. So I'm entering the band kind of on a new frontier of vocals, which is pretty cool. And then we have Gabe over here, he's absolutely amazing.
So. Yeah, I'm loving the drums, the percussion. It's fantastic. And the combination of drum and bass. Yeah. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. I'm curious, when did you first hear flamenco music, and do you remember when you first heard it and just I want to create some of this myself? Do you remember anything about that way back when?
It was my parents. I mean, we grew up with a lot of culture in the house, Spanish music to classic rock to new stuff, because I have five older siblings, so I got a little bit of everything. But when I heard, bands like the Gypsy Kings and started getting into, the pure flamenco, my sister was dancing flamenco. So she joined a local dance troupe here. And Natalie still dances with us to this day, when she can. We love having her. So started picking up on it from there. Saw the guitarist, wanted to play it, and went with it. So,
yeah. I mean, mine was more in high school. So I started playing classical, and then I did heavy metal, and then kind of did some punk stuff and some rock. And then we were in a guitar class together in high school, and he started playing some flamenco rhythms, and I went, oh my gosh, that's really cool. I want to learn how to do that. And it all started from there. So
on your right hand, let's see. Yeah. Both of you right-handed, you have to keep your nails pretty long. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mine a little bit more.
Not for us. I think it's more interesting for the people that see us at work and things like that. Being a banker and Brian being a teacher, everybody's like, look at his nails. It's funny. It's a daily occurrence, but
Justin loves to show people random people.
It's fun.
It's awesome.
Well, occasionally, though, by the way, I played classical guitar for a while, too, and I had my nails a little bit long, and it gets in the way sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You ever know that? No, if you have to do some yard work or some heavy lifting or something.
Yep.
If
I want to go rock climbing, that just wouldn't have it happen.
Yeah, go
rock climbing.
Don't invite me to rock climbing.
Well, you could use those nails for rock climbing, maybe.
Grab. Ow.
Yeah. But that's a sacrifice in some respects, huh?
Oh, it's a gift and a curse, not even a curse. It's not even that bad at all, but you know what I mean? Double-edged sword, I guess.
Every once in a while, you'll get someone that says, you play guitar?
Yeah.
That's kind of nice, because at least
they know
why you have them. Or you get some weird look.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's usually only one hand also, right?
Yeah.
It's not both. Yeah, it's just one. Yeah. And I was just listening to your guitar, and I was thinking of the sounds coming out of there, and it, to me, it just sounds kind of almost bluesy in some ways. Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever looked into the history of flamenco and how it all came together? No?
Somewhat. Yeah. You know, I mean, we could learn a lot more, and, it's so much deeper than all the stuff even we play. We play some traditional stuff, especially when we have Natalie dance. You know, we try to bring that element into our shows. You know, so when you see us, you never know if Natalie will be there. And that's all about just staying in touch with us and letting us let you know about shows. And if we bring in the Flamenco Festival in September at Casa Vicente, is going to be a huge event. And there'll be like four nights of singing, dancing, and all that stuff. So
Flamenco Festival in Tucson. And what month is that?
I think it's the third week in September. Okay. We'll have it up on the website soon. I'm sure you could, you know, if you Google the Spanish Festival, I apologize for not having the website on me, but pretty easy to find. I think tickets are selling right now. So,
really?
Yeah, they plan it out pretty far because they get a lot of national and...
It's a big event.
Yeah, even international acts, and it's amazing. So that, is like, to learn history
Casa
about
Vicente?
It.
Because that's a fairly small venue. I mean,
all outside.
Not...
They block out the outside and kind of have like a...
Oh, so an outdoor festival.
Yeah, yeah. Just outdoor stage. It's wonderful.
Well, that's a beautiful part of town to have that in, too. Mm-hmm. Nice old part of Tucson. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, that's great. Okay, so we can look forward to a flamenco festival third week of September.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
You guys are going to play that?
Yeah, we'll be there. That's our next... That's kind of the festival-type gig and a nice outdoor venue. A lot of our other shows are... Sullivan's July 9th, and then Hacienda is the patio shows in June.
Plush.
Plush, June 3rd. Yeah. Plush.
Plush, yeah. Come to Plush.
9 o'clock doors.
Have you ever toured?
No.
A little. I mean, you could say Durango, Colorado is about as far as we've gone north.
Yes.
I'd like to see a Tesoro tour. That'd be great. I'd like to...
There you go. I like your optimism.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, maybe a California tour.
That'd be awesome.
San Diego,
great.
Orange County, LA, you know, that'd be good. And then just head back through the high desert, come back to Tucson.
There you go.
I think that'd be good. Oh, maybe let's put in there, Flagstaff and Phoenix.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay. So I look forward to hearing more about your upcoming tour.
All right.
Next Thank time you so much.
Cheers. Yeah. Well, we have about 18 minutes left. Do you have 18 minutes worth of music?
We do.
Great. Then let's go ahead and get back to the music. I'm Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI. I'm here with Tesoro. And it looks like we'll go ahead right up into the 10 o'clock hour.
Okay.
And stay tuned for The Hub at 10 o'clock. This is Tesoro.
Thank you again to everyone at KXCI. TesoroTucson.com. Follow us. Thank you again for supporting local music.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Olympia.
Gracias.